Man, another wonderful postseason game involving Rockridge Rocket boys basketball winning tonight 31-28 over Peoria Notre Dame. We like to define it as possession basketball tonight. Possession basketball. Every possession matters. What about that tonight, Landon Bull?
About possessions?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Possessions are a big part of the game. I mean, whoever gets more possessions gets more shots and gets more points on the board, and that team's probably going to win.
You know, I noticed tonight defensively that the recovery by Rockridge. You know, it's one thing to D up, but then always on that reversing pass, recovery, and find your man. What about the recovery tonight? I thought, you know, the six players that played in this game, so many contested shots where you really didn't give Peoria Notre Dame that easy look tonight.
Well, Jim, it starts with communication. I mean, communication is a big thing on the floor, and we got to call out switches, screens, and let the guys know what's coming so they can defend it to the best of their ability.
All right, and then, you know, their length tonight defensively for the Rockridge offense. What type of issues were they presenting, you think?
I mean, I thought in the first quarter, their trap was getting us. We had nine turnovers at halftime, and then we had one, I think, in the third quarter. So I think it didn't bother us going on, but during starting the game, it definitely bothered us a little bit.
All right, so I know this is like an overused term, like high leverage games or whatever, but you've played so many as a junior at Rockridge in the postseason specifically, and I think I said to Landon Wheatley or Carson Clumby that each one is their own identity. But do you ever get tired playing in these type of games, or do you take it for granted? Man, I just think of all these postseason moments that a lot of these kids, it's not just one. It's like multiple. So what about that?
I mean, I love when the gym gets loud. You can't hear anything but yourself inside your head. I mean, that's what makes the game of basketball fun. I mean, coming out here, getting involved with the crowd and winning the game, that's all you can ask for.
And then defensively tonight, your assignment or your key, what was it really all about for you? I mean, what did the coaching staff say, hey, this is what we need from you tonight?
I mean, we wanted to gap in on that Owen Dillon. I mean, he's a phenomenal player going D1. I mean, Carson Clemmie did an amazing job guarding him tonight, only held him to 4 points. So I think coaching, telling us get in the gaps, don't let him get downhill, and that's what helped us.
Yeah, and I told Carson that I was so impressed with how he defended Serta last year at the state tournament. But tonight, you know, a little different look because you have an inside-outside responsibility with him. Mm-hmm. And he played 32 minutes tonight on that kid who did not get one open look. What'd you think of that?
I mean, I'm going to give credit here to Brian Heath. He was going against Carson all week in practice, imitating Owen Dillon. And, I mean, Brian was kind of lighting Carson up a little bit, I can't lie. But, I mean, show it here tonight. The kid didn't do anything to Carson, so I think it helped.
All right, fun times. Oh, say like you did the one night. Live from Canton, it's Friday night.
And musical guest, Landon Bull.
That's right. All right, see. All right, we have fun late night basketball. All right, nice going, Landon. We'll see you Friday.
All right, see you.
All right.